bit of a chit chat.
Oh yay, we're here.
Did you speak?
What?
Just now, did you say oh yay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard it through here, but I didn't see your mouth move.
Oh.
So I was like, what are you doing?
I need to do this whole like cap thing one day, but I just have a big head.
No, you actually really don't, and you'll find caps. I think I'll even have a cap that might size you.
Oh yay.
So you're good.
Inshallah, we'll see. Anyway, do we begin?
Oh, and then everything, why does everything time out? Like,
yeah, be patient.
You get everything lined up and then everything starts locking off and, you know, oh, I feel like I'm just sweating buckets. Oh my God. Right, let's begin. No wasting time today.
You
want to start a lecture on it?
Yeah.
Good. Hi, assalamu alaikum. You're listening to an episode of Matuk, the It's Spoken Pod, brought to you by Barima and John. You can catch us every Wednesday on soundcloud.com /MNTQ pod, Matuk Pod, and on our website, barimandjohn.com. You can also catch us reruns, visuals on Sundays. On YouTube, yeah, visuals accompanied with some visuals. I'm your host, Nims.
And I'm Salda. We'll be discussing and possibly debating a range of topics where we pre-agree, well, if we discuss or debate, so we pre-agree who's for and against the argument. Otherwise, you just talk, right? Our goal is to provide a wholesome discussion, try and put ourselves in other people's shoes, and sort of like, what's the word? Understand different views. Make sure you follow us on social media, get involved in our discussions. And yeah, just keep up with the good stuff.
Keep up with the good stuff, yeah. I've been uploading slowly, like, the 1 minute clips from season two. Like, our seasons are pretty much, whenever we add a change, we make it's a new season. But it's not like we go on holiday and come back and it's a new season.
No, we just say, you know what?
It's seasonings. Yeah. So season two is pretty much the same thing, except we didn't have visuals. And then season three has visuals. I've been uploading, like, the minute clips from season two. I finally finished, alhamdulillah. So now it's just upload them. But with season three seasonings, we now...
Wow, somebody's really happy.
There's a dog, and then there's another dog being my brother. I shouldn't say that, though, because...
You really just did. Wow.
But he love up make noise. Like, I don't... Yeah, I've
this
never...
is the out of the three, this is the noisy brother.
This, like, he's everybody actually noisy. Else here watches shows, and they take it in. And they absorb the show in silence.
Internally.
And then one person... Yay! Oh my, like,
I think I could hear from like outside.
You can everywhere, even yesterday, you everywhere. You just know that he's doing something because he's really just audially involved.
It's very outwardly expressive.
There's so much audio, just so much going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna start off with a hadith. So today's hadith, no, that's it, that's not it. Right, so today's hadith on the authority of Abu Muhammad al-Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Mm.
May Allah be pleased with him, the grandson of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the one much loved by him, who said, I memorize from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, leave that leave that which makes you doubt for that which does not make you doubt.
Mm-hmm.
At-Tirmidhi said that it was a good and sound Hassan hadith. So that is today's hadith and little bit of reminder. Anything that makes you doubt,
just
leave it
off,
alone, you know? And take. So I think like the best way to, an example would be, I had an example, but I'm trying to think of how to like, you know, like vocalize it.
Articulate,
yeah. But like, would be like, for example, the argument about, I don't know, let's say prayer.
Okay, what's doubtful about Salah?
Like some people might say that Salah is not, it's not, how to pray is not necessarily specified in the Quran. It's just told that we should pray.
Okay.
But then obviously the hadith comes back and reinforces how to pray, and the sunnah reinforces how to pray. So I have heard of some people who, because they don't really want to follow hadith and sunnah, because it's not authentic like the Quran is, they would rather make up their own ways of pray. Like, that's how I view it anyway, Sha. They, whatever they're viewing, that's between them and Allah. But for me, in that case, if that someone came to me and was just like, oh, you don't have to pray this particular way, whatever they're saying to me is doubtful. Like, they don't have any evidence, whereas I, because I follow hadith, don't have evidence. So I would much rather go with the evidence that I have no doubt over whatever they're saying, because I'm not backing them. That's just my interpretation of that
definitely.
It's not no scholarly anything.
Yeah, ain't nobody shakes up in here. We just
for over. I need to clarify,
Disclaimer, disclaimer. Like
star
everywhere.
Has
exactly.
Asterisk. Everywhere. Because some will come and say, Nim said,
but yeah. Oh my gosh, but you said this. It's just like, no, sometimes you speak on what you think, but like, don't take it as what Bible or whatever we are equivalent. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Don't take it like
gospel, as they say.
Gospel, yeah.
Do you want to lead the mindful moment today?
Oh, well, okay. So let's quickly run through our mindful questions. If you want to spend a little longer, you can obviously press pause and reflect on each question, at your own pace. So let's go. How am I feeling right now? I'm actually taking this in, like,
in your deep in it.
Yeah. How am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling like this? Is this a recurring feeling? How do I feel better? Is this feeling productive or conducive to the goals I have to achieve? What actions can I take to counter and maintain these feelings? So let's just like take that in.
For real, how are you feeling right now? And is this feeling the feeling you need? I remember someone tweeted something just today actually, and they were like, "True business."
I'm going to be problematic and move this mic just because, like,
shift it to the right.
Yeah, central. Yeah,
lovely. She's like, Mike is blocking my face, guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and it's like not central, so it's, yeah, now.
Not central. But okay, so someone tweeted today and they were just like, you don't know, something about you don't know, like, real business, or you don't have a real business mind till you're trying to work on your, like, goals when you don't feel like it. Like, when you don't feel like working and you are there, that's when you know true business
ethics.
That's
when you're a hustler for real.
That's when you know. Like, it's all good and well. Oh, this is why I don't like this little couch thing. That makes too much noise. But it's all good and well, like, working on your passion when you're passionate about it. But when it's the days ups, when, yeah,
when you're up is low. It's like,
and more time, most of us, we don't even check in.
It's true.
I don't even try. Like, when my lows are low, I'm not doing any work. I'm chilling, just minding my own business.
But yeah, real hustlers, quote unquote, are people that hustle regardless. I'm trying to be that person. It's hard, you know, and it's hot.
It's the heat is just
All this glow you see on our face, guys, is sweat.
And it's legit sweat. Like, all this is sweat. I don't even want to raise my arm up too high
because I know you're gonna see.
I'm just hot, and I'm actually in my gym clothes. I'm supposed to be going to work out. Like, I was meant to go work out before we started, so I was gonna work out before you come. But then I was like, oh, it's so hot. Let me wait for the astral sun to go down and wait towards Maghrib will cool down.
Yeah, because it will, right? Yeah. But the gym have AC. Doesn't the gym have AC? Like, when you walk into the gym, it's like, oh, you can work out now.
There's AC, but then it honestly just depends on, like where you're standing. And also, like, gym heat is different. Like, when people work out and stuff, there's, like, we all build heat together.
Really?
So you're hot. So after working out, you're hot, and then normally you kind of like step out into the cooler outside, so you can walk home with like a breeze and stuff, and you know, all your sweat is sticking to you. But if you're leaving the sweaty, sticking, God forbid, if you're leaving.
Yeah, you were saying this just earlier. Like, why don't you shower in the gym?
Why would I? Because my house is round the corner.
Okay, my house from the gym is like what? Ah, oh, sorry.
I actually thought you picked up to put on silent earlier.
Yeah, I was supposed to. Oh, hi, friend. My gym is like, what, 10 minutes away from my house. I could walk. I just feel like there's a shower. That's what I'm paying for. I'm paying for all the amenities in the gym. Let me use the nice shower. It's like a nice shower room.
I've already seen, like, the people who are, like, actively naked and just actively... and this is just home to them. This is not home to me. I just want a clear distinction between me and them. This is not my house.
No, in my gym, we have, like, rooms. So it's, like, a shower room, toilet, sink, shower. And it's, like, a separate place. So you don't see all the naked people.
Yeah. We have that, too. So we have, like, from what we've seen, I don't know if it's not built into, like, little cubicles like yours is.
Okay.
But it's, like, a separate... So it's, like, a separate room. And then you have, like, the showers lined up and the... It's my fault for not closing my window. I actually thought about closing the window and I was, like, it's too hot.
It's
hot. So, guys, this is
reality.
Life.
Yeah.
Like, experiencing what it's like in the concrete jungle.
Exactly.
There's sirens, there's people, there's dogs, there's kids. But yeah, like, in the gym, so there's like a little off center in the female section, there's like a little off center and you can go in and there's like toilets, bathrooms, shower, all of this. But then there's a changing room. So it's like there's a changing room and then like a separate room.
So you have to walk from the changing room to the separate room.
So the way it feels, it makes sense. It's like on your way to the gym, it's to the workout area. So it's like, if you think of one big rectangle, when you walk in to from the shorter sides of the rectangle, so let's say from shorter side to shorter side, and then this is length. Can you imagine it now?
Shorter side, length.
Yeah, so shorter sides, length.
Yeah.
So when you're walking at the shorter side, let's say. When you're walking, that's changing area. Walk further down, that's the workout area. So you have to walk all the way to the end of the room. That's the workout area. From the on your way to the workout area, there's like a little offside. That's the shower, change, and bathroom area. So half of the shower, change, and bathroom area, there's a bit that's open, like open plan. And that's all like where the blow dryers is and hairdressers and big, big, fat, nice mirrors are. So people can chill there and blow dry their hair. And then behind that is like the shower bit, but that's like a blocked off. To be honest, I can't visualise it properly right now because they've been doing work. So they've been like rebuilding and stuff. So there's just been like massive walls blocking, like DIY walls. But other than that, so you can... You can walk past the shower area without looking into the shower area. But and you can also look into the shower area if you wanted to. I don't know why I'd be inclined to. But people kind of dress freely from the door, basically. So from before even the shower area. Yeah, so from the entrance. Because entrance, there's lockers. Yeah, so people can be naked. There's lockers, there's benches, there's all sorts. Then there's like this, even some like next side of change room that I don't even bother going down. I just literally go to like locker 26 or whatever because that's right by the door. That's what I'm used to. I put my stuff in and I go straight to work out. And then I go work out in the men's section with my brother. And then I change and come home.
There's a men's section?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a mixed section. Oh. And then there's a girl section. I will do my like hard, like I don't want to wear clothes workouts. And then I'll put, that's like, nice. My clothes on or put, like, my halality on. Then go work out and do, like, the weights and stuff that I can't do by myself.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, the bar thingy and all
the
of that.
What's it called? Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, whatever he wants to oversee. And then I'll do that for, like, 10 minutes and then I'll change. Come back, change, go home.
I guess. But I just feel like showering at the gym just makes sense. Like,
It's just...
You work out, you go into the... You just shower. Let's just get rid of all the... to sweat and all the just yeah
no
the
gym, you just like you just walk home. It's like the walk home is like still part of the workout.
That's it is, but like
so you're just like walking sweat. Home you're cooling down, you're sweating, you're everything, and like your legs ache.
I leave the gym, I'm fresh. I walk home, I'm fresh.
But then if you're doing it to go home, it's like if I'm doing it like before I go work, then I would shower and then go work. Like I wouldn't necessarily go home. Not that I've tried it yet, because I just doubt I'll go gym in the morning before work anyways.
It's a lot of work. I used to do it.
But if I was that person, then I get showering. But I don't have any specific reason why I need to use your showers when I have a good shower at home. No, I like my shower at home. Like, unless I go to the shower one time, and their shower is one of those ones that's got like, what's it called? Pressure shower heads or whatever they're called. Or you know the shower heads that's just like, bah!
Oh,
like it's just
ones.
Mad. Like it's not pressure, high pressure,
yeah,
or whatever.
The ones
high
I'm pressure really head. Yeah.
Like if it has one of those and it's just like ooh, then I might be inclined to be using the shower. But if it's just a regular beep 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 shower,
there's a point to you.
And then people like, and also once you finish showering, you have to now sit down and cream. You got like get your legs out and leisurely cream. Like you know the creaming process. I like to just shower, come to my room and just chill. I don't put clothes on for like an hour. I'm just here. Like, yesterday, I woke up. I just managed to wake up early and was meant to do that thing with Black and Muslim in Britain. And I literally just came out of the shower, sat down in front of a fan. And next minute, it was like, I've got an hour to go and I'm not dressed. I was just like, yay.
Yeah, I used to have a habit.
I had
like,
3 hours.
Yeah.
You just zone out, man. Like, shower, like, I don't know, bathing culture for me is just...
You just do your own thing, just relax.
Like, I don't even know. And then bucket bath as well. I've been bucket bathing this summer.
We bucket bath all the time. So, yeah. I think maybe that's why, because it's nice to use a shower sometimes and not bucket bath all the time. I think bucket bathing is life, is a standard, right? I feel like if everyone bucket baths, you can save the planet.
You save so much. Like, when you have somewhere to go and you bucket bath, like the other day I bucket bathed my boss, like, did you even bath? I was like, do you not know? Bucket bath is scrub, pour water. Scrub for what? It doesn't take more than 10 minutes, honestly, because you spend like 2-3 minutes scrubbing your whole body down.
It's efficient.
Then you pour water, then you do your second. Like, but when you're showering, I don't know why, it's technically meant to be the same thing, but showering can take anything from, like, certain people in this house will be showering for 40 minutes, boy.
40 minutes? Just continuous water?
Don't know what they're doing in there.
Okay.
For real.
But not gonna lie, showering is quite, like, the whole bathing process is very, it's almost therapeutic. Like, I like to take my time in the bath. Everybody knows my house. I like to take my time in the bath or the shower. Well, it's not a shower, really. It's just the bath. Because I feel like the way the council put it up is that they want us to bath, like, sit in the bath. We didn't do that.
So there's no
shower head. We bought the extension and stuff by ourselves. We haven't got anything to build up. So that's why we always bucket buff, right?
Oh, because that hand, when you have to hold it by yourself.
It's not really showering. That becomes work. It's small labour. I might as well just bucket buff. But I just feel like I take my time. I don't know what I do in there, but I just know I take my time. It's a really nice time of the day. On the weekend, where you have nowhere to go and you just take your time bathing. I think that's why I like the shower in the gym, because I can stand there after my workout. Really, like, the water hits your muscles and it's just like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, showering is nice. So if you don't have a shower, then I can understand. Showering
no,
is
but
nice.
Even if I did have a shower, I just feel like...
You still shower in the gym?
Yeah. It's the whole, like, I need to take this... I don't sweat that much because I just do a lot of weights and stuff. I want to do more cardio now, but I just feel like it's just the... How can I just be sweating and I'll leave my house? Not in my house, the gym, and I'll still be sweating.
The thing is, though...
And sometimes I take the bus home, and it's like, I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, I wouldn't
take
the bus home.
And that's local, so people know my face.
Imagine just down out here, the road.
Just out here, someone was like, oh, do you live in so-and-so? And I was just like, how do you know me? I'm not even in Ems.
What, in this?
Literally outside.
They was asking you about...
So, like, British Heart Foundation, they wanted me to sign up to something, and, like, she was talking about it.
She was asking if you lived where you lived, as in, like...
So she was like, oh, is this your local? I said, no, I'm visiting a friend. And she was like, oh, but don't... Do you go to, I thought she said Man, does she say Man? Man Mosque, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I go to Man Mosque. But she's like, no, do you go to Plumstead? And I was like, yes, I do. That means you know me from somewhere. She's like, yeah, she goes to Plumstead as well. She said she knows who I am. She's seen my face. And she was like, oh, yeah, here. I'm like, yeah, Mr.
So you don't want to be, you don't have the smelly stigma.
Exactly. And that's in my area. So basically, no, I'm here. This is my area. So how can I be smelling in my area? It's worse.
Like, when you see me, you see that I'm in workout gear. Like,
yeah.
You should know. I wouldn't. The thing is, I was saying to my brother, the thing that's mad is like winter time, or when it wasn't as hot, because I'm not going to pretend I've been going gym for this long. When it wasn't as hot,
yeah,
I was wearing like tracksuit bottoms and like just oversized menswear tees.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad because I was just like, I dress better than this. Like, my standard of outfits is quite
sick. I was literally
sick.
Thinking about this the other day. Like,
I wear jogger bottoms. Looking like a tramp.
I wear jogger bottoms, one old tee. One old scarf like this, but older. So
basically,
it's like, yeah, I look so dusty to the gym.
My
so
gym fashion is so trash.
By smelling. When I get paid, guys, I'm gonna do my gym.
I've been trying to look for like a kimono. I was like, let me find like a nice little kimono that I can throw on top of my gym clothes.
I'll have that. Be, actually, like, I have one. Yeah. It covers most of it, but you can still see like I'm a bit dusty. So I'm gonna do a whole gym haul and like.
Because I didn't
want to
be doing a buyer. I was just like, I don't know why I can't wear a buyer inside the gym,
like to work
the
out.
Gym.
To oh, the gym. To gym take off. Oh, I thought about it, but I've just never done it. I'm not really a buyer, babe. Like,
yeah,
I just
felt like walking through the whole men's section in my buyer is just asking for, I wonder what she's doing here, kind of vibe.
Yeah, like when?
I just don't
know. Like, hijabs in the gym is not even a thing.
That's common.
And then to buy it up is like levels.
Yeah. And yeah, I wear a hat. So yeah, and then like thing. And then I wear, like, now, like today I'm going to go, I've got my leggings on, and I'm going to wear my brother's shorts.
On top of them.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna wear the black abaya, but it's like an open abaya kind of kimono thing. So I'm gonna go to gym like that, and then I'll wear all of this. But then the gym culture is a whole different thing. I actually want to talk about Black and Muslim in Britain. I was like, let's review
that.
Our experience. So Black and Muslim in Britain is recording their season 2.
Yes,
and we
were in it.
Yeah, after watching season 1, I had so much FOMO. I was just like, oh my god.
I was like, I could be that. I
should have been there. Like, when?
Yeah.
Like, I was supposed to be in season 1. I'm one of those people. Like, I was supposed to
you
be
were
there.
So busy.
But then, like what time
happened?
It wasn't
mind.
Even so busy. What's her name? So Raya gave me false information. She gave me the wrong time or something. And then she calls me day of and she's like, yo, I just realized I gave you the wrong information. Will you be able to make it? That we're going to be done in like 2 hours. Da, 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 da. And it's like, she was like, it's in this place. And that place was like an hour away. And I was just like, I have to get up, get dressed, do everything and make it to this. Like, by the time I get there, you guys will be getting ready to leave. Like, it's impossible. So I was like, yeah, it's kind of impossible. I'm not going to be able to make it. So I was like,
Oh, I don't remember. Was that course for season 1? Or did they just pick people?
They just picked people. So, Fawzia Samuel. Yeah, Fawzia Samuel. I can't remember her surname. She sent me the thing. I was just like, oh. Like, it had been set up, but she was like, I'll contact them. Everything is still sorted.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, oh, okay, cool. I didn't really contact them because I don't really like doing work. And then Soraya hit me up and was just like, we're doing this thing, do you want to do it? And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. So I was like, two people told me now I should probably try and do it. And then it flopped on the day.
So this year, Well, did you apply this year or like?
No, I didn't apply this year.
I applied, so I was just like, you know.
Oh, did you apply?
Yeah, I was just like, I kept seeing, you know what happened? I kept on seeing like,
I didn't even see
looking for people, we're looking for people, and I just saw it too many times. I was like, you know what, let me just do it. Like, I just did this one, filled in this thing. I was like, yeah, I really like the show. I watched the show, I was like, oh, that's great. And then I got an email saying, yeah, come through. I was like, okay, I want to come through. And then they were like, oh, let's do, do you want to do it with them? I said, yeah, sure.
I didn't even see that. So
I was seen it everywhere. Like,
I don't know how I didn't see nothing. Like, I didn't get no emails, nothing. Like, I was with Sakina and Soraya for the Ramadan radio show. Mm-hmm. And that's when they were like, oh, yeah, Shakira was going to come in and join us. And they kept saying Shakira. And I was like, I know of a Shakira, but I didn't think it was our Shakira. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I know of a Shakira, whatever. Then I do the show and I'm like, oh, a Shakira that I know. And so it turns out Shakira was like, they're all working together for Black and Muslim Affairs. So I was just there being in her. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to stay and listen to you plot and plan. So I was listening to them pop and plan. I was like, oh, mashallah, mashallah, I still have some big ideas. And then I had to go home and kind of like filter my mind because I was like, I don't want to steal your ideas. So I need to like purge my mind of all the conversations.
Yeah.
But they had, but I really admired like their organization and their structure. And I was like, I want to learn. Like, there's certain things Sakina was doing that I was just observing. I really liked how they were able to kind of build and put plot this thing together, put an idea. Like, you could tell she's a really, really good leader. That's if she's cool. The leader. But from what I saw, she was like a very good leading figure.
Yeah.
And then on the day of the show, literally like it was like a week, they were like, oh, Sauda's coming through and we want you to come through with Sauda. Do you want to do this thing? And they was like, this is the date and time. I was thinking, like, okay, like, I just thought, technically I would say no if it was anybody else because I have Saturday that I'm preparing for. So mm-hmm. I was like,
oh yeah, what time is Saturday?
6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
What time are you?
I'm gonna be there from 5.
No, but what time are you doing your
performance? I don't know. I'll find out.
Can you find out so that I can pop in?
Pop in?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, so all this week I've just been agreeing to things that I shouldn't be agreeing to because I don't have time. So we went. And it was good.
Yeah. I think they really liked us. If I did say ourselves.
I have like serious regrets. Like I said something that it just keeps giving me nightmares.
But
you know, like, do you know what you like about black men? I was like, black men are tall. I just
did you say that?
Yeah, I don't know why I said that.
I was thinking about what I said today as well. I was thinking, oh, shoulders. That's
I could not say think. That? They were just shoulders, like, what do you think of black men? And like, I don't know
what they meant by that question.
The question just took me left, answered it well. And I was just like,
you answered it well.
Black men are tall. And then I looked around the room and I was just like, oh crap, height. Isn't that like every man's insecurity? Height.
Yeah.
Like, why did really I say it's tall? Not all black men are tall. Definitely. I was like, what's wrong with you? Obviously, not all black men are tall. Not everybody's tall.
They might
tall
not, is not put it in.
I'm really hoping they edit it out.
I think the, because the, like, I the said second a lot bit, of crap. No, the second bit about like how black men like they really look out for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's what they're.
I hope they put that in
from the because I had to save myself. I was like, right now our men are trash. So I've been men are trash from my chest for the past 3 months. I have not considered any pros of men. Everything they've been doing is just misbehavior, and I'm tired. They were like, you know, what do you like about black men?
And I don't. Like,
well, if you kind of like look at what I'm into, I'm kind of into like the Japanese scene at the moment. So
I'm not in the game. Like,
do
men
black
are great.
Men really exist?
Oh no, they exist in my world, but just like, men is not that. It's not really on my list of things to like care about. Do you know what I mean?
For real, like we don't talk. Yeah. Even when I was like, let's talk crushes. I was like, what are we even going to talk about? Like, we're talking crushes, but. I just really wanted to talk about K-pop. Like, I just really wanted everyone to talk about Simon Dominic. I was like, this is what I want to talk about. But I was using crush as like a nice way
to be general
to broach the subject, and only one person understood what I was trying to do. Only one person. Nemo. No, it wasn't even Nemo. Some other girl from Abu Dhabi. She was just like, yeah, I like Jay Park. I was like, I like Jay Park too. Thank you, sis. You're the only one that came through. People came with Leonardo DiCaprio. I was thinking, what? Who cares?
He's a great actor.
Oh, I thought you were going to name and shame. Someone came with Tom Hanks. You know who you are, sis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, each their own, isn't it? But, like,
it says a lot about people, though, and their reasonings. Yeah, because, like, not the Tom Hanks thing, but, like, she came with Tom Hanks, and her reason was because she wanted, like, this like, really nice family man or whatever. He mm-hmm. does family men roles. So it was kind of, like, you can tell
she was
what
in love
someone...
with the actor.
The characters. But you kind of tell what someone feels, like... what's missing from people. So another person was like, this person...
Doing analysis, man, on people's crushes.
Not kind of. Like, it's when they say they're wise. So some of it is superficial, but some of it is like, when you've had conversations with people on different levels, you start to put pieces together
okay, so
and you kind of go...
What do you like about Jay Park?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, mine is purely visual. I have no... Like, Okay, so J-Part specifically just recently upgraded from visual, like, appeal to actual, like, you're actually a sick guy. And I think it was actually last night. Last night was just like, you need to add J-Part to your inspirational list because... So what had happened was...
Oh, okay, we're going to go into
it. We're going to go into it because you asked me. Okay. I have, like, an inspirational list of names of people who... beyond the content they create, I actually find inspirational for various reasons. So, like, Rihanna's on there, and obviously Beyonce's on there.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, people that I know in real life that are on there as well. So on this list, there's people that I'm like, this is what you produce, but for me, it's not about what you produce, it's about how you're carrying yourself and how you're overcoming your obstacles.
Rest of the package,
Like, what you're doing. And this is enough for me to say, okay, I've moved on from fangirling or from admiring you to legit thinking I have a lot to learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Rihanna's on there for various reasons, but Rihanna's on there for...
She's doing bits.
She's doing bits beyond her image, and Beyonce's on there as well. Like, ever since Beychella, I was just like, on my list bits. Too.
I think from the self-titled album, I was like, this lady's actually
up beyond the content, you need to recognise the work it load. Like, Beyonce is a perfectionist.
And her has standards.
No mess, no nonsense. So J-Part shifted from visual appeal, which, like, I'm not even gonna lie, up until February it was visual appeal. I was just there like, yo, saw him on February. In February I was like, yo, you're not Photoshop. Like, you know, some people be Photoshop angles and makeup, like lighting. You came through in real life looking the same. I was just like,
mashallah, this is what I need in my life. Yeah,
I'm so happy. It was a lot of fit now, but I was really happy. And then obviously, like, J-Part got signed to Roc Nation. J-Part's been doing, like, a lot of he's been doing, like, a lot of circuits.
Roc Nation.
Yeah, he's been signed to Roc Nation.
Isn't that like a big label? Okay, sorry.
He's been doing, like, circuits and that for real. Like, he's been doing, like, radio interviews. And initially, I wasn't really going to watch. So I watched the first English American radio interview just because I was, like, fangirling. And I wasn't really going to watch the rest because I was like, once you watch the one, you watch them all.
Yeah.
But the first one was really just kind of... It was like, when someone who doesn't kind of understand... I don't know what it is, but people... Everyone does it. But it's like, when you don't understand, I don't know, someone's culture, so you ask almost stereotypical questions, or you ask, so you're like, oh, what do you think about the North Korea and South Korea, like, conflict? Like, what do you think? Like, that's got nothing...
Dry.
Like, obviously, Jay can't be like, it's got nothing to do. But honestly, if you came and asked me, like, what do you think of, like...
Politics in Nigeria.
Get Hausa and Yoruba divide. I'll just be like... Sis, like, this is not my day to day. This is just, it's happening, but you can't really be on national TV, but it doesn't concern, because then you'll get dragged.
Yeah.
So there was questions like that, and so I didn't really feel like I got anything from that interview, because I was like, okay, as a fan, they didn't really ask anything that as a fan I'd want to hear.
Yeah.
So more interviews kept coming, because you know how YouTube be these days. And so I was watching, like, the rest of the interviews yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just noticed the consistency in the character and the respect, and there were just certain things that I could really, like, admire, like.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone always talks about, like, the humble attitude and stuff, but it's just like, you know, when you, like, deep what someone does, when someone's not bragging. So for someone to be, like, a CEO of two,
the CEO of two companies.
Yeah, so he has, like, AOMG and Higher Music, and he's, like, a CEO of both. So he manages artists, and you're an artist yourself. And then on top of that, it's like, I've really felt like he's managed to harness the power of social media, because he's consistently every day dropping out almost new visuals, new content, every single day. I've never seen a work rate like this. Like, other people, you're like, yeah, like Beyonce, like, work ethics, but Beyonce's work ethics, you see it when she does a production, you're like, this lady worked hard for this production.
At the end, like, at the everything end. Just, you'd be like, oh,
so
oh,
she works oh, hard oh, in yeah. silence, and then you're like, dang, nothing came apart. So you see it, but this guy is like, every single day, whether you don't want to admit it or not, for someone to consistently drop new visuals, new content, new music, to then be promoting people and supporting your other people at the same time, like, every day, who'll be like, do you know what I mean? Like, to use your social, when everyone else is using their social media for whatever they're using it for, to use your social platform to constantly be putting stuff out and to be creating. I'm a creator. I know how hard it is to create constantly.
Yeah, it is. That's the biggest thing, I think.
That for me was like a big, this guy really, really does work hard. And I think I have to deep what this guy is doing, because he's being humble. So I'm watching the interviews and I'm actually like, I'm processing what's being said. You're being mad humble, but you're literally, you founded two companies. You're a CEO of two companies. You're an artist. You're signed to Roc Nation. You're putting out content daily. You're putting out content in two languages, so Korean and English. So you're basically going after two separate markets. You're working very, very hard. Like, I have to rate your hustle, and I have to learn, like, I'm looking at this and thinking, Rare, this is someone going for what they're after. So I was deep in it yesterday. Like, all week I've been getting dragged because there's different people that I follow that create different types of content, and they've all been literally doing the same thing. And I'm literally like, okay, Nima, open your eyes. You have to work. There's no way you're not going to work.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, there was his co-CEO.
Okay.
So his co-CEO on the flip side put out a song, and it was like Mino J Park. And so initially I wasn't really going to like pay attention. Not like I wasn't going to pay attention, because it was purely visual for me. So both of them have always been kind of purely visual. So whenever they put out content, I'm so sorry, fans or people that like them. Whenever they put out content, I really was just there for the visuals. So for the radio tours or the TV shows they're going to go to promote it, I'll watch all of that because I just want to see their faces. But in terms of like supporting content, like it will be my friend that will be like, this is really good, you need to hear. And I'll be like, are you sure? And then I'll be like, okay.
Are you a fan like that?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Like, I always feel bad. Like, I'm not a fan. I'm really just a pretty face fan. Like, if you're pretty face and you're going to do something, I'm like, oh, yeah, I fancy your face, I'm going to watch. But to sit down and be like, I'm going to listen, I'm going to support, I'm going to buy, I'm going to do... Soz, I'm not committed.
There's always a level of, yeah, commitment you can, yeah, commit to.
So yeah. There was, like, the co-CEO put out his new song, and I was just like, okay, cool. For me, it just means I'm going to see more of your face around, so I'm really happy. But then a lot of people were talking about it, and there was just, like, a lot of... You know, like, a lot of being said, and I was just like, your song's called Mino J Park, which is, like, the name of the other CEO. Like, is this a diss track? What's this? You still are meant to be running this company, and you know. So I was just like, what's going on here? I went and I watched the music video, because it said one of the articles. I was trying to find the lyrics online. I was like, oh, if you turn the captions on, the lyrics will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched the video, and it was like, oh, basically he was talking about how like he's not Jay Park, and how like obviously Jay's working really, really hard, and he doesn't feel like he works half as hard, but he's called a CEO, so he feels like he's just using that label, he's using that title as a cover to cover the fact that he might just be like inept. Yeah, like he doesn't feel like he's living up to what he's supposed to be. And you know, like he was like self-berating in a way. Like, it was just really like, I think I'm lazy and crap, and there's my boy here and he's just working hard, and my boy's doing that, and like obviously like all this accolades that you're going off and you're getting, and I'm here and I'm not, do you know what I mean? I'm doing not doing this, nothing. Yeah. In the past years I'm in the same place, and you're up there, like I can't keep up with this. So that's the vibe I got from it. And so I watched that and I realized, okay, for me there's something here, that there are people that work hard that will go far and get past, but then there's also something here this person's done that I will never ever be able to do, or I don't know how to do, and which I'm trying to learn. It was like they were absolutely honest with themselves, and they were able to face themselves. Do you know what I mean? Like, I deeped it. I was like, fair enough, everything you've said is not things that everybody wants to hear, but you were so honest, and you was able to share that honesty with the world, and you was able to talk about like you was able to face yourself.
Yeah,
and be
you
like,
confront yourself on a real level,
and you looked at yourself, and I was just like, that honesty, I respect that on every level, because I know how hard it is for me to just like my monologue, which most people don't know that I've been preparing, has been all about me not being able to be honest with myself. So I've been writing these lyrics like,
oh, wow.
But I've been writing this so kind of nerdy thing, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're not like, it's just been this whole piece on how I'm unable to talk to myself about like I can't
actually confront you.
Yeah, like, even if I'm the only person in the room, I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to admit anything. I'd rather just deny, even with myself. And so when I watched the video where this person was doing exactly what I couldn't do,
it really spoke to you.
It really, really spoke to me, and I was just kind of like, oh my god. Like, up to the point that even when I was about to go to bed, I was like, I'm gonna send a DM, whether you get it or not, I'm gonna DM you and let you know that you're kind of sick, because you've done something I can't. I do this. Whenever someone does it, I DM them.
Yeah, you let them know that they've actually done something good.
Or like, you might have a million followers, but I'm still just going to send you that message that says, I think you're kind of sick. Like, what you just...
I'm trying to do that a lot more now, regardless of, like, whether you have a billion followers or 10.
You want to acknowledge someone's moment.
I want to acknowledge that you've done something that I think is great, or you've done something that I feel like is... It's really nice.
It's impactful.
And I appreciate it. Yeah.
I think it's really important. I was not going to do it because I was like, that's fangirling him. So you don't fangirl. I was like, nah.
But you know where you're coming from.
This is like, it was so awkwardly weird, because I was just like, I'm just sending you virtual hugs. I just want to let you know that you're awesome. Like, deep it, believe it, live it.
Thanks.
Thanks. Good night. To be honest, it was like 5 a.m. as well, so I wasn't thinking to it. I was going to bed.
When it's nighttime, your feelings start to like come. Yeah, your feelings start coming out.
It was
and it's just like, but you're also tired, so you're just talking rubbish. You're just thinking rubbish.
And yeah,
it's just
like, I sent a follow up DM, and I was just like, I'm mad awkward, so. And then I closed it, and I tried to delete it as well. I was like,
Yeah, at night, like, that's when you know that the real feeling, honestly comes out.
The video or whatever, it touched me because I was like, that's something I can never do. And then the hard work as well touched me, and I felt like both of them as a unit need to be upgraded from like visual appeal to actual inspiration list, because there's a lot I learnt from you, and I've been trying to face something, and both of you just kind of doing your own things. And there's people like that, people are out there doing their own things, they're not realizing the impact they're having on other people. You're out here living your best, but just being sincere and honest to yourself and doing what you need to do. It really
does make a difference.
It really, there's people are watching, you know, and some people are enemies, but some of us are cheering for you.
Yeah.
So, that's my two crushes of the day, Jay Park and Thingy. Who else is on that list? Oh, Simon Dominic was visual crush, but he's on the list now.
Oh, your mom. Should I bring it?
No. The list is like, it's private. I was just thinking. Oh, yeah, Missy Elliott's on that list as well.
Oh, yeah, she slept on, but I feel like she's...
Missy Elliott is visual dreams.
She, yeah, she's done the visual damn thing,
goals,
man.
Like, yo, from early, I've just been like, do you know what?
Before we even knew what she was doing it. Like,
I respected. I was just like, this person's creating worlds and dreams and lines, like, and just visuals. That, like, and she's doing it without a care in the world. And obviously, you've got more insight, but it's like, I have this thing where I want to be able to do things without a care in the world about what other people are saying or doing.
Mm.
And when I see other people able to just, like...
freely, with no inhibitions, no like self-doubt, no hesitation.
And just when you find out, like, Missy Elliott is like probably like, she's probably one of the most shyest celebrities. Like, she's so shy. So yeah, you're just like, yo, you overcame this thing. And like, you hear a lot of people, they have stage fright, they have all these things. I talk about it a lot, but it's like people have actual things that can cripple them from doing stuff.
Someone that was quite big and they have stage fright, and you would never think, because when they, I don't know if they're an actor or... I can't remember who it was. Oh, that's so important. But I remember listening to something and thinking, wow, you're scared of doing what you do, but you do it so well. You do it on the regular.
And no one knows that you're scared. And no one
knows you're scared by the fact... Oh, were they an artist? No one knows. I remember feeling like, wow. And I think that's the thing you're saying. Like, it's about the feeling you get from their work or from what they're putting out there. Sometimes the creator doesn't really realise the impact of the work. But people pick it up in different ways. People are going to perceive it in different ways. And all I remember sitting here is that person... I was just shocked. Like, it doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, you have stage fright, but you're doing
bits. Like, the person was credible enough for me to actually care to watch the video.
So many people do not let their inhibitions cripple them. It's like, really good. They don't let these things stop. And then you can take inspiration from anybody. Like, there's people I know on my list, and there's people that I don't know on my list. But I just, there's this like belief and there's this desire that, you know, I don't have the limitations. Like, I don't know if I have stage fright because I've not put myself there. I'll find out on Saturday. Because I don't do that to start out. I'll find out after the break. Like, I don't do these things to start off with, because my thing isn't necessarily stage fright. What I have is, I think it's anxiety of sorts, but it's like I overthink myself to the point of no. So because I like to have control and I'm an over-planner, I would overthink. I'll think about the different outcomes, and I'll try to find solutions for all the different outcomes to the point where I legit can't move.
Yeah, Patricia Wright called it something. Oh, I can't remember this. She has I remember a video like years ago. I used to watch her like properly. There's a term for it. You think too much to the extent that you don't do anything.
Like, I can't do anything. Like, it would be like, let's say you said to me, let's go Japan. Like, we all know I want to go Japan, right? When it's now, like, I can want to do something, but when it's now faced in front of me, like, we're going to sponsor you to go to Japan, my mind legit, like, shuts down. I do it till this day. I walk into a room and I look for all the exits. I have to know where all the exits are before I can feel comfortable anywhere. And if I don't feel like I know how to get out, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
It's mad. It's like a physical and a mental thing as well. But I don't like feeling trapped. I don't like feeling suffocated. And I don't like feeling like there's So even when it's like, let's go Japan, all right, cool, boom. But how much control am I going to have? If I'm going to go Japan, but you're going to tell me what to do every single day, I'm already thinking I can't do this. There's no way I can do this. Like,
you need to know. I need to have
autonomy. But that's just my
life. You have to realize you don't have complete control of your situation.
How much anxiety? Like, God, honestly, me and God are always beefing because it's just I'm so tired of God always reminding me that I have no control.
Yeah, you'll be living your life just walking down the street, then curveball.
I'll literally be breaking down, and I'll call my friend. I'll be like, I'm done. I'm actually tired of this life. I don't want to kill myself. I'm just tired. Like, every day I have to deep the fact that I have no control. Like, the control thing is such an active thing in my existence. Like, I need to be able.
Yeah, your hands need to be on and on 100%.
I won't go anywhere if I can't leave. Like being trapped somewhere and not being like, so that's why I'd rather, even if like if I was going to go camp, for example, you guys go and camp, I'd have to drive there. Really? So that I know in my mind that if I have to leave, I can leave. I'm not coming to camp.
I know.
You
suggested it.
I was giving you an example of something familiar. Like, if there's something that's happening, I don't know, that's just me then. And that's something I'm working to overcome. So we're going to overcome this because we've got some new additions to our inspirational list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to add some females up in there as well. But
there's some females. Yeah.
I need new ones.
I know what you mean. Like, it's not by force, but at the same time, it's good to have females.
Because
you relate to them on the female level.
At some point, it has to be by force.
Definitely.
I have to actively increase my...
Like, look for people.
There are legit females that inspire me.
I think it's just about consciously recognising them. Mm. Some people you're just exposed to maybe regularly, or some people you're exposed to and you're not actively thinking about them. But when you're deeper, it's like, oh, wow, you're doing bits. And, like, you inspire me, like... I really appreciate what you put out there in the world.
It's like Oprah. I recently started reading more about Oprah, but Oprah's not hit my inspiration. Like, she's everyone's standard inspiration.
Yeah, oh my gosh,
but I'm like, you know, you need that you person hit, that's got hit your like right in the heart. Oprah's not really hit
same,
me
same,
yet.
Same.
So she's like standard because, you know, she's a billionaire.
And she's gone through stuff and she's come out
on
top.
Do you know what I mean?
But I know the bones of her story, but maybe I need to like find the flesh and the blood.
I feel like she would be more like our parents' generation because they was able to like live through her come up.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's like you're actually witnessing
it.
Now
we just see her.
Now it's just like, you know, old folk stories. Like we see her at the top, but it's just like
you've always been at the top, as far as I'm aware. Not always, but like, do you mean? But as long as I've known,
it's always been Oprah. It's like Michael Jackson. Like, it's always been a name that's just there,
true.
Like up there, like black people, Oprah, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Watch.
Oh, Michael Jackson's another one, I think.
But Michael Jackson doesn't hit me. Like, it hits certain people, but he doesn't hit me.
I think he kind of hits me. I just feel like the fact that you're just...
His
name will never die.
Yeah, he's like a constant.
Your name will actually never die. And you're
but
dead.
It's not like...
How are you making money that you're... And you're obviously... Well, you're making money because your work is still out there, but it's still making... So I think... I can't remember anything today. Sorry, guys. But I speak to someone, and the money he's making after he's dead is mad. That's money that people are making in their lifetimes. And, like, I don't know, I just feel like, for me, I'm a fan, but I'm not the biggest, I'm not a diehard fan. You know when you have to, like, define how much of a fan you are? I just feel like...
This is the
to
thing.
To be able to, from five years old, you went through, like, your family wasn't great. You went through being a child star, to being this star, to being a that star. I feel like, for what he did in his time, it was actually revolutionary.
And
as black people in that climate.
For the
that
fact
thing,
that there wasn't social media, he got... as much hate as though he was on social media.
Exactly.
Especially when he started, like, his skin started transitioning.
Yeah.
He got attacked daily.
Yeah.
And there wasn't social media.
And he still moved. Like, he's not perfect, don't get me wrong, but he still moved through that. Like, okay, even before that, I remember watching a documentary, and I think that's when I was like, oh, Michael Jackson's actually somebody. From the age of five, of doing distraction.
Yeah, you kind of did see him as a person. Like, he wasn't, like, a human.
He wasn't.
It was just,
yeah.
Like... Michael
I think
this
documentary actually made me think, actually, he's actually a human being, but he's done a lot. I remember there was a point of the documentary where he was like, he wrote himself a letter, how he's going to be, like, he's committed to being, like, the biggest ever, he wrote his letter, and all the stuff he wrote down, he worked really hard to manifest, and he actually did it, which I think is, like, it's
I
really
need to
cute.
Get honest with myself enough to write this down, like, what am I, I'm like,
I think he
I think I'm lying
out.
To myself.
I think he put one of his albums out, like, one of the older ones. And then before the Thriller one, he was like, no, I'm gonna be the man, I'm gonna da 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 da. And then from Thriller onwards, it's just,
Thriller's
he just
sick.
Did it. Like, from, I can even,
do you know how many remakes of Thriller there's been? Do you know how many people have incorporated Thriller? Oh, done, like,
that album, he just smashed it. And I think from then on, like, Michael Jackson, he will never die. And I think I'm not saying I'd never want to die. I'm not trying to be a Michael Jackson, I'm trying to be my own person. But his influence and his almost resilience in terms of, like, he wasn't coming from the best background, the best climate, because obviously, okay, racism stuff exists now, right? But in the 60s and stuff, that was, there's a lot more rife, I think, or it was a lot more manifest in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot he did after watching that documentary. I was like, wow, like, he's actually pretty damn cool, minus all the negative press. I think the negative press is just what happens when you're big. Do you know what I mean? Like, when stars are stars, you get haters. Anyway, Michael Jackson's there. I think Beyonce, I've only started to recently.
Deep Beyonce.
Like, it was a small thing. So from the self-titled album, I was like, oh, this is, I like visuals. I think when she changed her management and whatnot, she got the self-titled album, the visuals, I was like, yeah, this is cool. I was kind of like, I remember tweeting, I'm not really like sure of this like changing Beyonce, but I didn't like the visuals. And then she did the Lemonade, and I was like, whoa, like it's actually a movie. And you see the details, you feel the emotions and all the stuff. And I was like, whoa. I was like, okay, Beyonce, you keep going. And I think all the subtlety she's bringing, like the black representation, you wouldn't actually think about it so consciously, but I think the way she's harnessing the subconscious, and I love that. She's harnessing.
It's very covert.
But it's still very impactful.
But it's impactful.
I think this is why we're black, because we see it and we've been subject to maybe not being represented and whatnot. But I love how she's worked, again, from like a child star, work. And if you watch stuff, I watched bits of documentaries of her. She's been very, very hard at work from young. Yeah. Now she's basically not transcended, but she's broke through like certain levels.
This is the thing that happened to me and Beyonce as well. So Beyonce's thing for me was just very kind of like, it was just, like, you know, music is something that you don't really subscribe to, like, outwardly, because it's just like,
music is haram. Stop, exclamation mark, shut up.
Haram. So it's just like, you don't really claim it. You're just like, you vibe, you hear this and that. And everyone's got their own gender. Like, you go months without hearing nothing new, then you hear, like, it's a very struggle. Everyone's got their own thing. But then for me, it was like, I would watch interviews of Beyonce here and there. Like, you know how you get like the Beehive and that? They used to love to put out these random clips on Twitter, and every now and then you'd watch one.
You just watch it, yeah.
And I'd see her like sweating, and then like her dancers would be like, literally, we don't leave till she leaves. And the testimony,
she'll stay until she gets it right.
And she will learn it. Like, if she wants to learn something, she will learn it.
She will sit down and just be
like, this woman, she's doing a lot. But for me, what really like the clincher was the black representation. So like, who's, I was like, Beyoncé, but it wasn't just Beyoncé, it was leading up to that. I was like, I noticed Beyoncé wearing more and more Nigerian brands and African owned brands. And just today I noticed her, I saw a picture of her putting Blue Ivy in African owned brands. And then I noticed
she's putting everybody on.
She puts, that's what I want to do on, in life,
like,
and she get somewhere goes and then back. Like, you know how people are like, you know, spend black, like she's literally, she does that. Putting, as much as she's with Balmain and all these other people, she literally spends the same amount. Not the same amount, I don't know, but she's
still giving the same. The fact
wears,
that we can see it, like, she's still doing the damn thing.
It's not just one outfit. She's not just one outfit and from a Nigerian artist.
And she'll stand in the light, designer, not be in the corner, going to the corner shop. No, she will make sure
she's
seen it.
She's worn several outfits from Nigerian designers, and she's worn, and obviously I'm Nigerian, so I know, maybe she's worn from other, like parts continent, of Africa. Places on the continent, but I just know she's worn several Nigerian designers. She's got Blue Ivy in several. She did was it a Senegalese remix? So one of her album covers was like a remake of like something that's like African, like an African movie from back in the day.
I just can't remember
which country. I think it's Senegal,
like,
but
getting Chimamanda onto one of her tracks.
So she's like,
and
really,
then one of her other poems is from the Somali girl
Warhan. No,
even her name.
Warasan Ashara or Warasan.
But the fact that I know but she's Somali. What she's done is she's gone up in the elevator and she's built the elevator and sent it back down to everyone. Everyone's coming up in the elevator. That's what you need to do.
And it's not even just like doing it for doing it's sake do. Or doing it for. And this is the clinch. This is when I realized that you build your platform, you get there, but you turn around and you give. And then now it's just like the visuals are just black. Like, you can't look at anything she's done and feel like, oh, this is whitewashed, or oh, this is.
She used to get a lot of criticism of that for that back in the day. And I think I appreciate her now, because to move through all that space, the music industry isn't maybe the black person's best friend. She's moved through that, got to a point where she can do whatever she wants now. Now she's really doing everything.
Isn't like the cover of her latest album someone doing hair?
Yeah,
and it's not,
and it's like when
hair,
you when
it's
you
not,
set down
not,
in front of your mom,
not,
and she,
it's
yeah.
not soft hair. It
is the 4C kinky real. Yeah,
it's hair on an album cover, hair that we're constantly being policed about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I
she's
really,
been able
really
to
love.
Move
the
through
fact
that,
that they are putting
that,
these things in the front and center, and they know who their audience is. They know who's spending the most money on their stuff, because it's not like we saw it. Like, when it comes to the festivals and stuff, like, yeah, black people are supporting and we're doing.
Watch
it.
That
we're
home,
not
though.
Going to.
Who watched that home?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't afford the plane tickets,
let alone the ticket to get into it. Yeah,
but like, we see who the mass audience is, and we know, like, but Beyonce is,
she's
unapologetically
taken,
black, and she's really leading it forward, and she's not whitewashed anything. She's not done anything for like the white gaze, from what I'm seeing. She's putting, and it's very sincere and honest. Like, it seems as though she's putting out what she wants to say. And what she wants to, and like, Solange is the same as well.
Solange is cute.
Solange,
I wouldn't say
so
I follow
cute.
Her as much, but Don't Touch My Hair.
I love
the visuals. Her visuals have always been strong. Like, yeah, she's cute.